slide. What I found out when I started working for Coke 3 years ago, because I came from the music industry, I started, you know, after college working in music publishing, film and TV, and all that other stuff. Then I started a music marketing agency and started to really connect brands with music. And being inside Coke, this is the first time I've had a sort of proper corporate job, I guess. But what I learned is that Coke and music, this goes back to the 1900s. The photograph, the print ad you see there is an opera singer from 1905 where Coke used in a print ad an opera singer. And you know, even in the 40s and 50s, they were sponsoring big band concerts. And in the 1920s, giving out sheet music for people to play around the piano, because that's how people consume music. So this is like a huge legacy of music that exists within Coke. And if you go to the next slide, you know, one of the things that was always important for Coke is developing relationships with music artists and helping to sort of enable them to do something that they couldn't do on their own. I think that's the beauty of when a brand and the music industry come together, because the power of those two things, the creative power of the music industry with the marketing power of a brand, that's something really special. If we go to the next slide, you know, what we need to do is always think about, from a Coke perspective, how we become an authentic part of popular culture, right? Because, you know, people today, they're really, really savvy. They know when they're being marketed to. So, you know, yes, we want to market our products, but we also want to continue the legacy of creating interesting moments in popular culture that happen because of a brand. So if you go to the next slide, this is where it gets interesting from a Coke perspective, because Coca-Cola is consumed in 207 countries around the world. A little fun fact, the only two we're not in is Cuba and North Korea. You can imagine why. And it's consumed 1.7 billion times a day. So that 1.7 billion times a day, people are reaching for our products. And this was an interesting thing for me. I'm like, what if we eventually get to the point where we can leverage this amazing communication channel, this amazing infrastructure, to help artists promote their music, to help artists reach new people in these 207 countries, and you know, leverage these 1.7 billion interactions a day with our brands. So if you go to the next slide, some of the things we're doing, and I want to take you through a few of the programs. Music is really embedded in everything we do now at Coke. So whether it's the Olympics or FIFA World Cup or programs we're creating around the world, music is what we're calling, you know, liquid. When we think about marketing, not to get too marketing on you, it's called liquid and linked, right? Like, our marketing and our messages have to spread across channels, because it's not about a TV commercial anymore. Yeah, we do TV commercials, but it's about creating content, experiences, using social media, driving conversation, and music helps us do that. So if you go to the next slide, one of the things we did was, in 2012 with Mark Ronson around the Olympics, was to tell a story. We told the story of fusing music and sport. So we had Mark travel to Singapore, Mexico, Moscow, US, and record the sounds of Olympic athletes doing their sport, and he incorporated them into the song, and that became the backbone to our campaign. The other picture you see there is actually the pavilion that was on Olympic Park that we created. And even that was inspired by the song. So that building, all those panels, if you touch them, they emanate sound. So each panel has a stem from the song, a different part of the song. And as you walk through the pavilion, you can touch it and sound emanated, and you can hear the song come together. So we're really trying to do this in a different way. So if you go to the next slide. And different can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people around the world. So in 2012, this is a shot of a festival called Soundfest that we created in Vietnam. And it's the first time the kids in Vietnam had a chance to go to a music festival. That festival environment didn't exist there. And 8 years ago, we did the same thing in Istanbul. We brought a program called Rocking Coke, a two-day music festival. Because that festival experience that we take for granted in the US or in Europe doesn't exist around the world. So one of the things we're doing is trying to, you know, take the music experience and export it. So if you go to the next slide, this is another example of exporting. It's a program called Coke Studio. It started in Pakistan about 5 years ago. It's now in India, and it's in the second season in the Middle East. It's a very, very simple concept. It's fusing music. It could be fusing traditional music with contemporary music, or different artists from different parts of a country. Or in this case, what we're doing now is starting to fuse international music with Arabic music. So in this shot you have here, Mika performed on Coke Studio this year with an artist from Lebanon. So this is one of those things where, you know, we're trying to give artists a different experience, but we're also trying to give the people in that region a different sort of exposure to some of the artists that are happening around the world. So Coke Studio is one example. If you go to the next slide. This is Coke TV and Coke FM. So in Latin America, these two properties exist, and they were started a few years ago because sort of online streaming radio wasn't what it is in the US or the UK. So Coke said, wow, how can we bring the online streaming radio experience to consumers? Same thing with great content through TV. So we created our own channels. So these literally have millions of people every day tuning into Coke FM and Coke TV, discovering new music, seeing live streams of concerts, interacting with bands, and for me, giving bands that are looking to break into Latin America an opportunity, because now we have millions of eyeballs and millions of ears listening to our channels in Latin America. So it's just another thing that we're doing. And these stations were founded on emerging music and developing artists. So we started these stations really thinking about the music discovery opportunity and, you know, again, exporting music to different parts of the world. So if you go to the next slide. This is a partnership I talk about every time I get a chance to. And it's with a company called Music Dealers. And some of you might be hooked up with them already. And if you're not, I have the email address for how you can get hooked up with them. So 207 countries, that's a lot of people to talk to. It's a lot of work that's happening, right? There's a lot of web videos, TV commercials, opportunities out there to connect emerging unsigned music with our properties. So Music Dealers, we did a partnership with them where we have a relationship where it kind of gives us the access to the staff and the music they have on their site. So if you don't know what they do, they basically, if you're unsigned, you sign up for them and they help you get your music into film and TV and get it to people like us. So we partner with them because we feel like it's hard to get access to unsigned artists all the time. So they can help us do that. They have a staff of people. We also have people from their office in the headquarters with me in Atlanta, sitting in our office in Mexico City, sitting in our office in London. So we're really trying to figure out how we can use this network to help bring more unsigned music into the Coke marketing mix. If you go to the next one. This one's a little different, you know, this is Spotify. We signed a global marketing partnership with Spotify, which, you know, I love Spotify, obviously, and, you know, I think there's an amazing vision behind Spotify and helping music become more accessible, and I think that's an opportunity for Coke to help Spotify grow, realize their vision. So some of the things we're going to do with Spotify are helping them launch in new markets. So when they expand into Latin America and Asia, we're going to use our marketing platform to help them grow faster, maybe, than they could on their own. We already proved that sort of in Mexico where they launched mid-April. And we partner with them for that. And we're also building, what I'm really excited about, which is going to launch in June, is sort of a global, sort of, I'll call it a platform property, you know, program, whatever it is. But it's a platform. And what it is for me, if you look at the things we're doing around Coca-Cola, there's a lot of things happening around the world. There's the Olympics, there's FIFA World Cup, there's music and Christmas. How do we connect all those? How do we start building a little ecosystem within Coke that can connect all those things and ultimately help leverage that scale that I talked about? How do we leverage that scale where I can build something with Spotify that can allow us to engage with our consumers every day and start putting music into it? New artist releases, emerging talent. And this is actually happening. It's launching in June. You'll hear more about it, I hope. If you don't hear about it, let me know, because we're not talking about it enough, but it's really going to soft launch in June, and it's going to grow, and it's something we're going to, you know, we've invested in for the next few years as a platform to help us really connect, you know, more of those opportunities that I think, you know, can be valuable to everyone and ultimately to our fans. So next slide. Music for Social Good. We have a partnership with RED, the charity, and we use music there, and, you know, again, it's just more about creating the emotional connection with music. If you go to the next slide, very cryptic slide. For those of you who aren't Americans, you probably know the FIFA World Cup is in Brazil in 2014. And it's a huge program. It's a program that's going to, for us, it's going to be a big marketing program that's going to run in 180 countries around the world. And, it's just another opportunity to do what we've done, with Mark Ronson and KDB in London, which is to help try to bring the music of Brazil to different parts of the world. I think that, Brazilian music's amazing. I think that there's an opportunity for more people to love it and to feel it and to be part of it. And we're going to have a pretty significant program starting probably September 2013 that's going to sort of outline what our strategy is for FIFA World Cup. If you go to the next slide. So our vision. So again, why am I here talking about, music from a beverage company? Well, I think that, for us, it's a way to create content and experiences for our consumers, the people we talk to every day, that's meaningful in their lives, right? It'd be amazing for me to have somebody, 15 years old, go to their first festival experience because of Coke, or find their favorite new band because of Coke. That's meaningful, right? That's a cool role for a brand to play, I think. And if you click down on the build, the other thing that's really important to me is, how do we become a meaningful part of the music ecosystem? And the thing is, we're in the beverage business. We're not in the music business. You guys are all in the music business, and you're doing a great job at it. For us, we're doing, we're going to work every day because we're in the beverage business. But I think if you think about those two synergies, and you think about how Coke can become a part of that music ecosystem as a marketing partner, working with the music industry as a whole, I think that's a pretty ambitious thought. I think that's a pretty sort of game-changing way to perceive what we as Coca-Cola are doing and what you guys are creating and how they come together. So if you go to the next slide. And how that works is, again, looking at what Coke does. We have a great reach in our marketing programs. We have a lot of assets around the world. The music industry is creating tons of content, tons of experiences. You have a lot of bands, you have a lot of artists that are, really trying to do, groundbreaking things. Where's the intersection? How do we create the working relationship that, allows us to do more together? And the thing is, everything you see here, we can't do without the artists and we can't do without the industry. We can't create a Coke FM or a Coke studio if the artists don't love our brand and want to be involved in it. We can't do a deal with Spotify if they and the labels aren't supporters of what we're trying to do. So it really is about being part of the music ecosystem. If you go to the next slide. And if you just make the build on this one. So how does it happen? I think it's a team of people, right? I mean, everything happens because you find the right people to work with. And I think that, for us, it's about having a vision, having a shared vision. How do we want to accomplish the same thing? Having really clear business objectives, a strategy, and creative solutions. And I want to break that down a little bit because, Coke is a marketing organization. As you can imagine, it's very sophisticated in the way we think about marketing. I've learned a ton since I've been there. I don't even want to get into that. It's unbelievable. But from a music perspective, I sort of challenge you, whether you have a company or an artist or, whatever you're doing, to think about, what's your vision? What do you want to be? What are your objectives? How is that vision going to come to life? What are the business objectives you're going to set for yourself? Then what's the strategy to reach those business objectives? And then get into the creative solutions. Now, it's a little different for you because we start with the vision and the business objective and then go to creative. You're starting with creative. You're all creative people. But think about the business side of it. Think about the objectives you're trying to accomplish. And think about how a company like Coke or any brand or Spotify can help you achieve those objectives. Just something to think about a little bit from what I've learned. And if you go to the next slide. And if you don't know, this is Chris Blackwell, huge inspiration for me. And I think that, for me, what inspires me is thinking like an entrepreneur. And, you're all, entrepreneurial in your own right. And I think that, thinking like an entrepreneur is something that, for me, is really exciting. And, you're probably thinking, wow, you're not really an entrepreneur. You work for a big brand and stand in Atlanta. But I think I'm more of an intrapreneur. And what I mean is like, all right, so I work in a company that has a lot of resources that can help me do things that I couldn't do on my own. I wouldn't be up here if I wasn't working for Coca-Cola. I wouldn't have 1.7 billion people that I'm talking to every day. I wouldn't have the marketing assets that I'm building without Coca-Cola. So I think like an entrepreneur, I think like even if you're working inside a company, even if you have a job, how do you leverage that opportunity? How do you leverage the resources that your company gives you, your catalog gives you, whatever you're working with, to chart your own course and to think like an entrepreneur, even if you're inside a company, because that's kind of what drives me and that's what's inspirational to me, because I look at what, you know, Chris Blackwell did on his own. Here I am, you know, I'm never gonna be Chris Blackwell, let's get that straight. But if I could take some of that inspiration and think about it in the context of what Coca-Cola is doing, it's a pretty interesting opportunity. So if you go to the next slide, I put my email address here, so you know, if you're interested in reaching out, and I also put Samantha Parvin, who is on my team in Atlanta, who is with Music Dealers, so you can connect with her. And